call to order this rec board meeting for Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. We have a motion?
Motion.
We have a second?
Second.
Moved in second, roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Meeting agenda approval. Can I get a motion for that?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for the meeting.
Second.
Moved in seconded, roll call.
Spencer? Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Next item is approval of minutes. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion, we approve the May 21st, 2025 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Moved in seconded, roll call.
Spencer?
Abstain.
Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. I take it there's no public comments, so we'll move right on to approval of expense report.
I'll make a motion that we approve the May 2025 Park and Recreation Expense Report for $247,423.65.
Second.
Moved in seconded, roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
I move that we approve the May 2025 Legends Expense Report for $243,246.04.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded, roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes. Is there any old business?
Yeah, I have a question. We talked about the speed bump for Reservoir Drive. I know we got so much on the agenda tonight, you couldn't fit it in.
I do, I put it on my report after I talked to you tonight. Is it okay if I give it to you then?
Yeah.
Thank you. I wrote it in, is what I mean.
Okay.
I
got you.
But I do have a report for you.
Any other old business? Okay, we'll move on to new business.
I'll make a motion that we approve the new hires for June 18, 2025.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
You know, I do have just a question. You got a labor two, just for the board's information. Rate is $12 park maintenance. What exactly is that?
Those are maintenance workers in the parks.
Okay.
Guys mowing, weed eating.
So what makes a guy a laborer two or a laborer one?
We decided that all parks would start at labor two last year, $12 an hour.
Okay.
For this year. Laborer one goes from minimum wage to $11 an hour.
Okay.
The reason we did that is because every year minimum wage changes, so we made it that.
Okay.
Most of our people, there aren't many people, some people start out below minimum wage. We have a lot of people that work for us here and the golf course that really can't, they don't want to make more than that because Social Security or whatever the number is.
Gotcha.
But labor one goes up to 11, labor two goes from 1105 to 13, labor three, 1305 to 15, labor four, 1505 to 17.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I take it the more time you have, you kind
yes,
of get
you'll move
up
through
the
that. Yes.
Okay. Okay, roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Shartizer?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
Under new business, item number two, North Reservoir Park restroom renovation. Not to exceed $60,000. I'll I'll make a motion, we approve that.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I'd like to explain that.
Okay.
Yeah, if you recall, Mr. Hickey, when you brought this to the board last year, we got the new restroom down by the tennis courts.
Yep.
That cost us approximately $165,000-$170,000. We approved that project for $250,000. With that being said, we're gonna renovate the one up on the north end. And the reason I put this back on the agenda, I did talk about this before, but this clarifies it. So we're done with the restroom by the tennis courts now. This will move, we'll move forward with the old restroom on the north end.
That's the brick building, right?
Yes. We have two estimates. I talked to an architect, and they wanted about $15,000 for drawings. I didn't think we should do that, so I talked to our building and code enforcement. They told me to talk to a couple of these builders, and these are two smaller local builders, and they're very excited about it. I will tell you, I do not have drawings yet or the exact price. One of these two, I think, will go with. And once I figure out once I get that estimate for the drawings, it'll determine the total price in each one.
Right.
Okay, this is without drawings. The numbers you see here, you can see they're very close. Don't look at the $55,000 one on Eberhardt. We're not gonna go with the stainless, we'll go with the porcelain. And we're just, once I get drawings, it'll determine on which one is picked.
Okay.
Okay, and I tell you, we've been, for months, these were early in the year, and this is all we got. We couldn't get anybody else to jump on this. But we do have these two. I've spoken with both of them this week. They both know what we're waiting on. Once I get a price for drawings, it'll determine which one we go. And that price, for one of them, told me that will just be built into their price. So that's a good thing. Now, the other one, well, I don't know that I should say that because the other one don't know the answer to that yet.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So if they build it in, that's even better.
We're not concerned about using porcelain in those bathrooms?
We are, but the problem with using stainless steel in that one there, we have to redo all the piping. And this does not include that. It just has,
right.
The one has stainless toilets, but then if you look, he mentioned to me yesterday, he says, we do stainless, we have to redo all the piping. It requires different, well, you know.
You do.
So that then the prices would go up even higher. And that's the only reason I think I'd like to stay with porcelain. We haven't had problems in that restroom with breaking things. And it's old. I mean, I don't know how old that restroom is. Probably in the 60s or 70s. That's the earliest.
I'd say 60s. I remember it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there ever since I can remember. But that was the reason.
Okay.
To not go with stainless, because they would have to redo all the plumbing as well.
Yeah.
Is it possible to put these on a time lock also?
We're working on that as well with Stark Glass. Joe Pape talked to him about them and other restroom areas and the pavilions, Oaknell and Kiwanis, with combination locks. And we'd have to change them every week for the rentals, but I'd like to go that route. And I'll have that hopefully for you next month. It's just very convenient. And to get these keys back, it's a battle.
Sure.
And they get a $25 deposit back, and sometimes they still don't show up with the key. So, and then hunting them down is a whole other story.
Listen, you have to go get new ones made.
Yeah.
I get it.
So we are looking at the possibility of putting combination time locks on the restrooms, combination locks on the two enclosed pavilions. Might cost us a little more up front, but I think it's a wise decision if we can. And Stark Glass will work well with us. And they're the only ones that have come too.
Right.
But we'll see. If there's other ones out there, we'll look at them. We're not going to rush into it, but I would like to do that.
Okay, if there's no more discussion, roll call.
Spencer?
Yes.
Schartiger?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.
One more, I'm sorry if I may. The total for both of these restrooms will be less, or right around that $252, so that'll take care of two restrooms instead of just one. So.
Good. So we'll move right into the board reports. Joe?
All right. Well, as you know, the weather has kind of cooperated a little bit better for us. Reservoir, clean this guy, clean this track every day up there as usual. Basin, we mowed it a few times now. City did it once for us. With our tractor, we had a little trouble with the tractor, we're still waiting on a tire for it. We're having trouble finding one, so they helped us out with that. We trimmed all around all the tennis courts, all around the new bathroom. Kiwanis new floor is done, looks great. We just got to put some molding up along the base, dress it up a little bit. New picnic table put in the pavilion up there, we had some that were damaged, so we put some new ones in. Lincoln Park, the new grill was installed for the renters. Ken Chapp, I don't know if you know, we had a little trouble with fields, with some renters that rented the fields and screwed them up, so took us a few days to get them kind of straightened back out. They seem to be draining really well now.
What did they put on it?
Well, they pulled all the dirt out to try to get the puddles gone, so they pulled the dirt out to try to get the water out, and then they put like kitty litter and some other stuff in there, and put down, and then it was like this. The water ended up really good. They pulled dirt out. It needed a little bit work anyway, there were some lips there, so we got all the lips gone. We took care of all them, and I went down Saturday morning after that rain we got Friday night, there was a puddle about that big on one of the fields, which they probably just needed dirt smoothed into it, leveled into it. After that, it seemed to be pretty good. We had a little trouble with community also, so that was taken care of. All the coaches know now, and I think it's been pretty decent. South Sipple, as you know, the restroom is done, new fixtures put in the restroom, we painted it. Mowing trimming, we finally got another new guy, so he's had a weed in his hand for a week and a half. And starting to catch up with the other trimming. Put new signs up in all the rentals, because some of the people were taking a little bit advantage of when they should be in and when they should be out. So we put all the new rules up in every pavilion that's rented. And I got some prices for new playground mulch for all the playgrounds, which she just sent to me yesterday, so then we should be getting here pretty soon.
Joe, I got a question for you. You recall last year when we gave the Massillon Tiger golf team that special rate that they agreed to the school board to supply the labor as long as we supplied the materials for the dugouts, for roofing for the dugouts. Has that been completed? Is there any movement on that?
We were going to get just shade for them, but we were going to talk to the building and trades up there to see if they could start them next year to do all the dugouts for us.
2026?
Yes.
Okay.
They told me I'm going to get in contact with them now so we can get them on.
Okay.
Try to see if they can do them. Like you said, we would buy the materials and their class would do them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, next.
We've had a pretty erratic spring weather, but the season's in full swing. I have my full mowing crew there and keep them busy. We've got five outings booked in the last week and a half. We did a junior PGA event yesterday, which was great. It was over 200 people. Friday, we are doing a police canine association outing, another 200 people, all three nines booked. Tomorrow with the holiday, we have another full TG, so it's just, golf is in full swing right now. We have all our cart path and parking lot paving. We're scheduled to start in approximately 2 weeks, weather depending. New irrigation boxes have been ordered. We're aiming for a midsummer install. And end of May, we planted over 200 annuals around the clubhouse, mulch. Everything's coming in looking great.
So our profits are down about 40,000 from last year, 45?
I don't know the exact number, but yeah, we've had a wet spring.
Okay.
They're itching to golf. They want to get out there, but the weather's been pretty difficult. But looking like their summer weather's coming.
Have you booked any larger weddings with the anticipation of that parking lot being expanded?
I don't know if they're coordinated with each other, but I know it'll certainly help.
Yes, you.
Yeah.
Tiana.
We offered 40 fitness classes this month and added a new class called the Insipid. We received sponsorship from Advanced Industrial Roofing, Lantern Signs Landscaping, and Akron Rubber Ducks tickets through the Rookie T-ball started, we have 38 participants in that. The coach pitch is 20. And then our softball, just like anything else with the rain, we have had some canceled nights, and then along with the damage that was done at Ginchek, we had canceled one night of softball. Our membership sold for May was 791 with a revenue of $21,614.50. And then our membership usage was 10,406. Day passes sold 1,386 with a revenue of $10,668. We did host Touchball's After Crown here on May 3rd, which they've probably been having that here the last 20 years. We also participated in the Safe Kids Day at the Boys and Girls Club on May 2nd. We provided a stretching activity to promote the importance of safe physical activity through stretching. And we also set up a marketing table with flyers about our recent programs and events to share with the community. We also held our board game and outdoor movie night. That was on May 30th. We set up the community rooms for those who wanted to play board games, and because of the weather, we actually held the movie in the gym. That started at 9 o'clock, and we provided free popcorn.
Does your revenue cover your operating expense?
Yes.
Does your revenue cover the operating expense and the debt?
No.
No? Okay.
Steve. All right. I am proud to announce the splash pad will be open Saturday.
What's a good day for?
It's going to be 90 degrees. We went through the contractor this morning, Joe and I, engineering, wastewater. Brandon Setter Carroll, Nancy was here, the project manager, and Terreri. There are three cracks in the concrete. Right now, we don't want to close it down. Okay, their agreement is they're going to come back in the fall after we close it, right after we close it, and fix those three areas of concrete. I think they were weathered over the winter. Concrete does that, right? After 1 year, though, it's on us, so we still have plenty of time. But rather than not open it, we all agreed, let's get it open. They're kind of out of the way, but whatever else happens, I'm sure. Terreri's been great to work with. We'll get that punch list signed once we get it back, and any new confirmation I'll send to you so you know what exactly is happening. We plan on having it open until Labor Day. It could go a little longer depending on the weather, but that's going to be our schedule every year, more or later Labor Day, just like anywhere else. So it will be open 11 to 7 starting Saturday. It's on a timer. Once Joe turns that timer on, it'll come on when the kids touch the sensor. Have signage up if there's any issues. This is a play at your own risk thing. There's no lifeguards. I can tell you, obviously, when we have people working, they're going to drive by there, check it out. But it is, and it's stated there on the signs. You play at your own risk. Should be supervised by adults. So we'll see how this goes with the way we have it, where we're going to start it. So it will open. Yes, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I took right up there, and the park looks amazing, by the way. I want to give you guys that.
Joe. Reservoir Park restroom's done. North Reservoir Park restroom, waiting on that design. Lawndale Park Pavilion, I'd like to talk about that. We want to put a pavilion there. We didn't want a 30 by 40. I'd like to, with everybody's approval, if we can talk about this, put a gazebo-type pavilion, maybe 20 feet in diameter. It's kind of a neighborhood park. It's in the middle of that little neighborhood there. And I just think if we had a huge pavilion there and, a bunch of cars, I just don't know that that'd be advantageous for that little area. With a big pavilion, you need a restroom as well. If we just put a shade gazebo, and I don't mean a little one, I'm not, 20 feet in diameter. I've reached out to the builder that we talked to before, hoping to get some type of drawing information from him. I just think that would be better for that little area. rather than a huge pavilion, without a restroom, because we don't have a restroom up there. So I'd like to work on that and keep you posted as that comes through. The Reservoir Park project has been resubmitted. As I told you before, we have some documents back. We're waiting on permits. Once those permits are approved, we can put it out to bid for the north end of stream bank restoration from the bridge to the corner. But again, we're waiting on the state for permits. Once we get those, it'll go out to bid. I don't see that happening before the next meeting, but if it does, I'll surely send you all an email and let you know. Rec center gym inspection and the repairs that are done in the gym, that hasn't been done. I don't know when it's been done. So we spent good money in there. It's inspected. It's safe. All the baskets are in under code. They have everything they need to have. So we did a good thing with that. The South Sippo restroom is done. As Joe told you, the floor at Kiwanis is done. The community park netting, the replacement, I put in progress. I talked to the guy yesterday. It was supposed to be here Monday or Tuesday to get that done. Legends cart path and seal coat and striping in the parking lot. As Greg said, they're starting that in 2 weeks. It was brought to my attention about speed bumps at Reservoir Park. We've had a couple of complaints up there recently. Those are ordered. We're going to put 3 12-foot, they're coming 6-foot sections, but there'll be 3 spots, one by the tennis courts, one by Wallace, and one up around the corner before you get to Hankins to slow people down up there. There are already 50 mile per hour signs up there. We'll put speed bumps and speed bump signs as well up there. And that's all I have right now.
Move to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Move to a second.
Yep.
Thank you all.
Roll call.
You roll call.
Yes.
Spencer?
Yes.
Chartager?
Yes.
Hickey?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Rivera?
Yes.